Welcome back to your favorite podcast, Learning Something New Every Day. I'm your host, Bryce Hockman. Today, we're talking with Julia Steele, a public relations student, here to teach us all about her experience with computer science. So, Julia, after gaining a semester's worth of computer science knowledge, we want to know all your key takeaways. I'm going to start by asking you some essential questions. First, what even is a computer?
I'm glad you asked, Bryce. In the beginning of the semester, I said that computers are programmable machines that carry out tasks based on the instructions they're given. I still agree with this, but now I know that computers are also a lot like the human brain.
Really? How so?
Well, you see, computers have limited amounts of memory and must prioritize what information they store through caching, which is similar to human memory. They use processes, which are also known as algorithms, to solve problems and arrange schedules based on priorities. Computers encounter problems just like us. They get overloaded and overwhelmed with incoming tasks, which is called thrashing. They also have to manage communication and feedback, and knowing how computers respond to problems can help us manage issues in our own lives.
That's all well and good, but how in the world does that have anything to do with public relations?
In public relations, computers are necessary for communicating with our audiences and customers. They help us craft and deliver the right messages and schedule social media posts. They are essential for things like monitoring consumer behavior through analytics and designing marketing materials. So for me, computers are more of an assistant with capabilities that increase exponentially over time.
All right, I get the picture. So earlier, you mentioned algorithms and how they use processes to solve problems. Do we use algorithms in our lives? And if so, how?
We absolutely use algorithms all the time. And most of the time, we use them subconsciously. We use specific, methodical steps constantly in our daily lives, whether we're making hot chocolate in a microwave or brushing our teeth. But like I said earlier, we can learn a lot from how computers handle the problems they face. There are so many examples of this in a book that I would recommend to all of your listeners called Algorithms to Live By, written by Brian Christian and Tom Griffiths.
That sounds like a true page-turner. Could you elaborate and give us some examples of these algorithms?
Sure. So the next time you need to hire a secretary, use this algorithm. Interview the first 37% of applicants without hiring anyone. Then hire the next person who is better than anyone else you interviewed. Or, the next time you find yourself at a casino, stay at a machine while you're winning and switch machines when you lose. And if you're looking for the most effective way to organize, keep what you've used most recently the closest, which is a concept known as LRU, or least recently used. If you need a better schedule, you can either focus on what's due first, known as Moore's algorithm, or you can do whatever you can get done the fastest first to minimize your workload, which is known as the shortest processing time. There are plenty of nuggets of wisdom to live by, such as to explore your options when you have time to use the knowledge you gain, and exploit what you know when you don't. Another good one is that optimism will help you avoid regret. I have even changed the way I manage my time by dividing the importance of the task by the time it will take. I then do the task with the highest number.
Well, I must say I'm learning quite a bit. I think we were all jotting down notes as you talked. So, besides your personal life, how have you applied all of this to your major or minor?
Well, I have used the LRU, or least recently used, concept to remember that the longer people go without being exposed to your company, whether that's through messaging or advertisements, the less accessible that brand is in their mind. This means I need to be consistent with the content I put out in the future. I also learned that those in my profession use A/B testing to optimize content and solve the multi-armed bandit problem by getting information from internet users. Additionally, I now know how important feedback is to not only computers, which require acknowledgement packets, but to communication and to the success of the communicator, which is important to me as a comm minor. So, I would say I've applied what I've learned from algorithms pretty extensively to my areas of study.
And I would agree. Has the widespread use of this computing technology and algorithms changed the way we work?
Computing technology and algorithms have changed all areas of life. When it comes to work, technology can take place of an office. Many people work and go to school remotely, and I've actually worked for a marketing internship and gone to school remotely. It was pretty easy to adapt to. But if you do go to an office, you spend a lot of the day on the computer anyways. At least that's the case for me, because in public relations and marketing, I'm usually researching online, writing content on my computer, and even coordinating schedules and assignments with my employers over internet platforms. Another big part of marketing is tracking what people are searching for on Google and monitoring their online behavior.
So, how does it change how we play and interact with others then?
So, many people spend their free time on the internet. I mean, this includes being on social media, playing video games, checking the news, or interacting with apps. People are glued to their phones and use them during any downtime they may have. This can negatively impact how we play because instead of being present, we're preoccupied. This, in turn, impacts how we interact with others. If we're always checking our phone, it hurts the in-person interactions we have. Also, communication can be done over any distance in practically any medium, thanks to technology. There's email, text, FaceTime, social media, and phone calls. All of this is made possible by circuit and packet switching, which allows messages to be exchanged over networks. This makes communicating with others more accessible, but it can also hurt our communication skills and interpersonal relationships if it is over-relied upon. As a result, it's best to balance technological advancements with face-to-face interaction.
Well, how much should we let technology do for us then?
From what I've learned in my computer science class and as a comm minor, I would say we should use technology as a tool, but not as a crutch. Use the tool it provides to help you do things you otherwise couldn't, such as creating video or design. But don't let it replace or automate what you can do on your own. You know, there's a place and time for technology, and it isn't at the dinner table or conference room. Use technology for interacting when it's essential and appropriate, such as for long-distance correspondence or business emails. But don't use technology for all of your communication.
Switching gears a little bit, what social and legal issues have arisen due to the widespread use of computing technology and algorithms?
The first thing that comes to mind from my experience in concentration in media analytics is that people's online behavior is tracked and personal data is collected easily and can be used by businesses and even the government. This data has been misused before, such as when personal data from Facebook was used for political ads without people's knowledge or consent. Hackers illegally obtain people's information all the time and use it for theft and fraud. One of the ways they do this is by manipulating computers' feedback system. Another recent example is fake news and how common and circulated it has become due to widespread use of technology.
What new issues do you think will come up in the future?
Well, based on the research I've done in my computer science class, I've seen many possible implications. Generally, big companies like Spotify, for example, are collecting tons of information about us, which we should be aware of, even if the purpose is to give us a better user experience. There are also flaws with the technology itself. For one, credit card fraud is becoming more common and is causing big losses for people. Even our advanced operating systems are vulnerable to hackers. Some machines are even able to learn how to solve problems independently, which could cause further automation in technology. There are also implications in marketing. There is now a type of algorithm called a marketing loop that's used for search engine optimization, or SEO, which is something marketers are usually responsible for. This shows that many jobs that were previously done by people could become more and more automated in the future. The implications are endless, so it's important to use technology responsibly and to not allow ourselves to completely depend on it.
That does sound like an important takeaway. Well, that's all the time we have today. Thanks to everyone who tuned in and to our guests for giving us the scoop on computer science. Make sure to catch next week's episode to get a list of the best books to read during quarantine. Until then, I'm your host, Bryce Hockman. Stay safe out there, everyone.